Welcome to The Flash, where we bring you the top news that you need to know. Today, we delve into the groundbreaking Manhattan criminal case against former President Donald Trump, touching on a significant resignation in Israel's defense establishment, and exploring a pivotal Supreme Court review concerning anti-camping laws and homelessness. Stay with us as we unpack these compelling stories. Kicking things off, we turn our attention to a monumental moment in American history as the Manhattan criminal case against former President Donald Trump, gets underway. Laura, can you shed some light on this unprecedented trial?
Certainly, Wendy. This trial marks the first time an American president has faced criminal charges, stirring both national and international intrigue. The case centers on accusations that, during the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump falsified business records to obscure a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, a porn star who alleged a past sexual encounter with him. This was reportedly done to prevent damage to his campaign, with Trump's former lawyer, Michael D. Cohen, playing a crucial role in the hush money scheme.
And Cohen is expected to be a key witness, right?
Yes, his testimony will be pivotal. Cohen, who has faced his own legal challenges and admitted to federal crimes, is anticipated to outline Trump's involvement in the payment and the attempts to disguise it as legal expenses. However, the defense aims to question Cohen's reliability, portraying him as untrustworthy with reasons to defame Trump.
What are the stakes for Trump in this trial?
Hi, Wendy. With 34 felony counts against him, a conviction could lead to up to 4 years in prison. Moreover, this unfolds as Trump eyes a 2024 presidential run, making the trial a potentially critical juncture in his political career. Held in New York, where Trump's popularity is notably low, the trial's outcome could have far-reaching implications for his future.
And the trial's broader implications.
It's more than just about one individual's legal woes, Wendy. This trial is a test for the American justice system's capacity to hold powerful figures accountable. Regardless of its outcome, it's poised to leave a significant mark on the nation's legal and political landscape, highlighting the complex interplay between power, justice, and accountability.
Moving on to another story with deep ramifications, the head of Israeli military intelligence, Major Gen Aharon Haliva, has resigned following a catastrophic Hamas-led attack. Eugene, what can you tell us about this significant development?
Wendy, this resignation is a seismic event within Israel's defense establishment. The attack on October 7th, the deadliest in Israel's history, saw militants bypass the nation's sophisticated border defenses, leading to a tragic toll of 1,200 dead, most of them civilians. Haliva's resignation underscores profound intelligence failures and could signal more resignations to come.
What were Haliva's reasons for stepping down?
In his resignation letter, Haliva expressed profound regret, acknowledging that his directorate did not fulfill its responsibilities. He spoke of carrying the weight of that fateful day and the subsequent war forever. His words reflect both personal responsibility and a broader critique of Israel's military readiness.
How has this impacted public confidence in Israel?
The attack has severely dented the Israeli public's trust in its military and intelligence capabilities, previously considered unassailable. It's also sparked demands for accountability at the highest levels, including from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, though he has yet to acknowledge direct responsibility.
Lastly, we turn our focus to a Supreme Court case that could have profound implications on how cities address homelessness. Rachel, can you provide some insights into City of Grants Pass, Oregon v. Johnson?
Certainly, Wendy. This case is at the center of a heated debate over whether laws against camping in public spaces constitute cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. The City of Grants Pass has enforced ordinances prohibiting camping, imposing fines, and, in some cases, jail time on the homeless. This has raised troubling questions about public order and the basic rights of the homeless population.
What are the arguments on both sides?
On one hand, Grants Pass argues that these laws are crucial for maintaining public health and safety. On the other, advocates for the homeless claim that these laws criminalize homelessness, especially when no shelter alternatives are available, thus violating the Eighth Amendment. What could the Supreme Court's decision mean? The ruling, expected by the end of June, could set a significant precedent. It could redefine the legal boundaries municipalities face when addressing homelessness, balancing the need for public order with respecting the rights and dignity of the homeless. As we conclude this episode of The Flash, we're reminded of the critical issues at play in today's stories: accountability and power, the complexities of national defense, and the delicate balance between public order and individual rights. These narratives are reflective of broader societal and political challenges, underscoring the importance of vigilant, informed discourse. Join us next time as we continue to explore the world's most pressing issues: knowledge and entertainment, on demand.